The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to the Cruise Tips TV Unplugged podcast. Today, we're sharing 12 cruise ripoffs and how you can avoid them. Welcome to Cruise Tips TV Unplugged. I'm your host, Sherry, and we invite you to join our cruise-loving family as we travel the world creating cruise videos and vlogs. In this podcast, we talk tips, tactics, and strategies to help you make every cruise your dream cruise.
All right, so we are finally back to the much-anticipated Cruise Ripoffs episode.
Yes, this is part of our series, Splurges and Ripoffs. And we interrupted this programming with an awesome episode. If you haven't heard it, go back and check it out. On our trip to the Florida Space Coast last week, we did a review of our wild weekend. And when I say wild, I mean more like wildlife, not like nightclubs. Our wild weekend in Cocoa Beach and Port Canaveral and Merritt Island and the beautiful Orlando area. So that was a good one.
So kind of like wild, like our dirty podcast.
Our dirty vlog.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just about as wild as we get. I think people have to understand this is a family-friendly affair, folks. It doesn't get that dirty around here.
No.
Unless you're talking about the floors dirty. The floors in our house get dirty. In fact, right before we recorded this, we were talking about the dirty floors. You know, we go out on a walk with Junior and he steps in like a week old mud puddle with his flip flop and then tries to actually walk in the house with it. And we're like, no, you get out there with the hose, you clean that off. And it's just, you know, boys and their mud.
Mud doesn't qualify as dirt for boys. It's mud. It's not dirt. So when you say, hey, your shoes are dirty, No, they're not.
But isn't dirt just dried mud?
Yes. But here's the thing. Okay. Before we're off on a tangent. This ripoffs episode it's been postponed twice now.
Yeah.
Because we were originally planning on doing like right after the
splurges.
The splurges. But we had to split the splurges into two parts.
Yeah. We had so many splurges that we had to split it into two parts. So it's a fun series. I've loved it. And we want to thank our Facebook community, both our Facebook page and our Facebook students and coaches group, our masterclass peeps weighed in on this one. And they all thought of things I would have never even considered. So I feel like this is an interesting episode. And even though we mentioned that there was going to be some crossover in the splurges, and the ripoffs is not really that much crossover. It's pretty unique and pretty cool. So I think I'd like to start, Mr. Cruise TV, acknowledging someone who left us a 5-star review on iTunes. J. Sid 1869 back in September said, "Love this." J. Sid said, "I'm trying to figure out Carnival versus Royal Caribbean, and the insight on this podcast is so entertaining and insightful. Love the episode with Junior." It was like a short and sweet review, but a good one. You know, it's like just a nice couple of sentences. So thank you, Jay said.
I appreciate that. And I love the reviews. Now it's pretty hard to make these reviews, right? I mean, you have to be like a member of some special club to leave the reviews, right?
Yeah.
Or is there like a subscription fee?
No, it takes like 2 seconds. Just go on to iTunes and or wherever you listen. Typically, though, the only ones we can really see are on iTunes. So but if you want easy. A screenshot, if you do a review on Spotify, screenshot it, send it to me on Instagram, and I'll read it on the air.
So you're saying it's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy it to leave a review.
30 seconds or less.
And we appreciate it.
We do.
All right.
We do. And so, I don't want to date to this podcast, but I do want to wish everyone happy holidays. And we are, it is December 2022. We're kind of just tearing through this last month of the year. And I just want to wish everyone a happy holidays, whatever you're celebrating. I hope you find some time to reflect on this last year and just enjoy your loved ones and get plenty of sleep and plenty of chocolate. Right, Mr. Krzyzewski? Our cupboards are full of chocolate right now. We went crazy at Trader Joe's, didn't we?
We did, but we don't want to go off on another tangent. I think it's time to roll the ripoffs.
I like my tangent. All right, let's roll the ripoffs. We actually came up, Mr. Krzyzewski, or our amazing community came up with 12 of them. Really, only one of them is my original ripoff. Everybody else was like, no, this is...
So you like ripped these ripoffs
from
somebody else.
Yeah, let's just say I borrowed them. Okay. But our Facebook community, they were all, as always, when we ask for these things, there's a great response. We generally get hundreds of comments and there were definitely themes. So we picked the top 12 themes and the number one, but I'm not necessarily in that order, but I'm just going to say this is number one because it's the first one I wrote on the list, was the casino as a ripoff. Now, some people say that's a splurge. This was a crossover item, but you know, people were, they had some specific things to say about why it's a ripoff. And one of them, Julie G, was like, look, I just have never won. Okay. I never win in the casino. It's like a place to go put your money and
not get it back.
And not get it back.
You put it here and, yeah. then it's ours.
Yes. You put it. So the odds of the house winning, right? Just like on land are typically higher, right? The odds are stacked against you, the cruiser. So, you know, I think that we can all agree that there is definitely entertainment to be had at the casino. There are people who spend a great bit of time in the casino and they consider it a splurge and they should continue to do so because it's fun and they might even get these great casino perks, Mr. Cruise Tips TV, right? And so I think there's a time and a place for it, but there are people who say, look, dude, I've lost a lot of money in the casino and I just want you to know, I think it's a ripoff.
Well, I think
so. Proceed with caution.
Yeah, I think there are people who probably know if gambling is or isn't for them. I mean, at a certain age, you figure it out, right? And so people may know, hey, I'm going to lose and it's still entertaining. That's great. There are people who are somehow, like I said on the other episode, somehow good at gambling. I am
not. Yeah, or lucky.
Yeah, but I learned that at an early age. And there are people who maybe are not good at it and maybe they probably shouldn't be gambling. And those are the people who fall into the what a ripoff
right
category.
But for those of you out there who are like, look, man, I gamble. I only spend a few hundred bucks per cruise and I get killer casino offers and I don't lose. Good for you. More power to you. I've been very curious about the whole casino offer thing enough myself where I'm like, how do I get these deals? So I think it's pretty legit and I think it's pretty valid. And I think people should pursue casino deals if they work for them. I'm not saying the casino is a ripoff entirely. Now, have I ever won money in a cruise ship casino? The answer is a hard no, because I don't know how to gamble. I just go play the slots and usually I'm down about 20 bucks and I cut my losses and I cash out and I'm like, okay, that was dumb. Why did I do it? You know, nobody even offered me a free drink and here I am losing money, right?
What a ripoff.
What a ripoff. So, yeah. Now, other people also commented on bingo being kind of like, I don't know about that. I mean, it's entertaining, but it's kind of a ripoff. Ruth specifically said bingo is too expensive. Like, you know, you're really spending quite a bit. But then there's people who are like, it's fun. It's entertaining. They play bingo every day. But, you know, for some, it might be a bit of a waste of money.
Now, this shows you how ignorant I am. I had no idea that bingo cost money.
I mean,
how much?
I don't know. Ask our community.
Apparently it's a ripoff though, whatever it is.
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming that, and you guys, somebody tell me how this works. Like, do you pay like $10 a bingo card and then it goes into a pot and then the winner takes all? Is that how it works?
I bet it is per card.
Yeah, I bet it is too. I don't know. I've met some bingo hosts that I really like though. You know who is a bingo host? On a cruise we went on years ago, I think it was Royal Princess. It was Ezra. Ezra, who has become famous now in the Real Love Boat fame.
Sure.
She did the bingo hosting among other things. So, all right. So I think that I'm going to go ahead and look online right now about bingo on a cruise ship and see what this is all about, because there's no doubt that bingo is a major part of the cruise experience, right? But let's see here. Okay, so there's an article online that says that usually it's about $10 per card. You guys tell me if this is like, you know, out of date and it's way more than that. But the winnings are supposedly pretty great, because I think the lowest prize amount is $100.
Now, is bingo, is it a common staple on all cruise lines? Or is
I
this,
really
or
think
is
it's very common. Yeah, I think it's, unless there's a cruise where there's zero gambling at all, I think bingo is pretty common. On the mass market lines, it's kind of like trivia, bingo, casino, all available. Yeah, I think it's probably available on most of them. But educate us, folks. If we don't know our bingo stuff, you tell us.
Well, I don't.
All right. Well, that was number one, Mr. Chris Subsidy. The casino and the bingo, they were kind of lumped together.
Like gambling. 1A or 1A and 1B.
1A, 1B, because it's still gambling. I kind of like bingo, though. And this isn't,
bingo's like low stakes gambling.
Well, though. And it's also like, I'm not that smart and I don't know how to play casino games gambling for me. I'm not. That's why I like
You're speaking for bingo. Yourself. You
I'm
don't wanna,
speaking for yeah. myself. I'm not bright enough to do like table games. So for me, bingo's like, okay, this looks fun. I can do a diagonal line.
Because I bet you, just like gambling, there's people who are good at bingo. They've got like, you know, 10 cards lined up and they're checking every single one of them. And
yeah, that's how you increase your odds of winning.
Exactly.
Genius. I love it. I think I could do that. I think I'd be capable of that.
Yeah, give it a couple Manage of years.
Hey now, watch it, mister. Jeez. All right, let's move on to number two.
Wait, do they serve alcohol?
At bingo?
I mean,
there's bars in the theater, okay. So I'm assuming. I don't think they do free alcohol
maybe,
at bingo,
maybe
though.
A bingo life is not that far off for you.
Okay, wait, Mr. Christmas TV quote of the month. Maybe bingo life is not that far off for you. Wow. Okay, then. He's over there looking smug, you guys. He's happy with himself right
I'm
now.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen after the podcast.
I'm going to make you dinner because I love you.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
I'll take that as punishment.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a good cook. Watch it.
You are.
Yeah. Watch it. All right. Let's move on, Mr. Cruise Stewie. Let's move on to number two. Number two is a good one. And this one comes from longtime subscriber, Cheryl Mazerol. I never would have thought about this one, but Cheryl very specifically said spa seminars, not spa treatments. Not like don't get a massage. That's a bad idea. Cheryl's talking about those high pressure sales, quote unquote, seminars that the spa offers. So they'll do like, learn about how to lose 10 pounds in 5 days, or how to get your feet to stop aching, or how to have gorgeous, young, beautiful skin. And then you go and it's operated by a third party. Cheryl said not operated by the cruise line. And you get to this free seminar. It turns out it's just a big sales pitch. So look, I'm going to tell you guys right now, there's a couple of these that I think I've actually attended before, and they have been a bit salesy. There's also a couple that I've attended that have been informational and great, like an intro to acupuncture, for example, where it was like, okay, that was fantastic. I learned a lot. But then there's some of them that are like, lose an inch, right? And you're thinking, okay, how could that really work? Like, you know, we're not really going to burn fat in the spa. So Cheryl says, buyer beware, right? Maybe say no to these things or just be super aware. And I think that's a really good cautionary tale for people, because it might look like, oh, this is free. Maybe you're a newer cruiser. You're looking at the newsletter and you see these seminars and you're like, wow, I can go get a nutrition consultation. There's usually strings attached. So buyer beware.
Yeah.
I like it.
Kind of like timeshare.
Yeah. Maybe you're not $40,000 in on that timeshare in Hawaii, but something like that.
They need to combine the two. Like
yeah.
Timeshare and spa seminars.
Yeah. Oh, we've been suckered on the timeshare thing too. They're very slick with that timeshare thing. Not on cruises. There's no timeshare sales on cruises. At least not that I know of. But we've been to so many hotels in Mexico and stuff.
You don't want to do it, but move on. Let's roll on with number three.
Number three is the drink package, but not just the drink package, because actually the drink package can be an excellent value and a splurge at times, but the drink package when you've got a non-drinker in the cabin. So the way that the majority of cruise lines work is that all adults in the cabin must purchase the full drink package if you're buying an alcohol drink package, which means that even if you have a non-drinker, that person is going to have to pay the full amount. So let's just say you're on Carnival and the drink package is $60 a day. And the drink package, you know, that's $120 per day for two people in the cabin. And one person doesn't drink. Odds are if that person doesn't drink alcohol, the cruise drink package is a ripoff for you. Thankfully, there's an exception here and there for this. The best one being Royal Caribbean. Royal Caribbean allows non-drinkers in the cabin to purchase the Royal Refreshment Package, which probably runs between $20 and $25 a day, I'd say on average. So the drinker can buy a full alcohol package at whatever the going rate is. Right now, it's about $72 to $90 a day on Royal Caribbean's website. This is December 2022. Don't yell at me if you're listening to this in the future and the prices change, because that's just life. But we like that. And so as a result, for us, this is not a cruise ripoff when we cruise with the Royal Caribbean, and we take advantage of it. We actually will. It's pretty much the only time I buy a drink package because my husband does not drink. You, sir, love the refreshment package, right?
I do. But you know what? Let's talk about this because it is a ripoff from the cruiser's perspective, right?
If there's a non-drinker.
If there's a non-drinker. But on the other side, what are you going to do if you're the cruise line and you have people taking advantage of this? They're like, you know, my husband, my wife doesn't drink, but they really do. And they're just...
Sure. The rules are there for a reason.
Yeah. And I can't think of a way to do it otherwise.
It's an excellent point. I appreciate that Royal Caribbean gives people the trust and says, look, we trust you enough to make you not buy the alcohol package, but you must buy some package.
Yeah, it's not an absolute trust.
It's not.
So, but still, it's some giving, you know, a little bit of giving.
Right. I will say that the majority of the mass market cruise lines do not have an exception policy. So be aware, do the math, use our drink package calculator at cruisetipstv.com to determine if a drink package is worth it for you or if it's a ripoff, which it might be. And make your decision as a consumer. Perhaps buying drinks individually is the way to go. Unfortunately for us on Royal Caribbean, it is not the way to go because the drinks have gotten so expensive. I'll be honest. They're like, you know, they used to be maybe $12 for a cocktail. Now it's up to something like $14, $15. And for me, I'm not a huge drinker, but if I'm going to have a coffee in the morning, a couple bottles of water, and maybe three cocktails, for me, the drink package is then suddenly worth it. And the fact that they offer a drink package at their private island, Perfect Day at Coco Key, makes it worth it for me if my cruise is stopping there. So, and Labadee too. Anyhow, this is all in the eye of the beholder, folks. Go ahead.
You also can't discount the fact that you won't be counting every drink, right?
Oh.
If you have the drink package, there's that kind of like, well, I can relax and not worry about it. I'm not getting on my calculator trying to figure out, you know, how many more drinks I can have on the cruise.
Can you imagine walking around a cruise ship with a calculator and being like,
yeah,
it would be terrible. You know, it's true. It's a psychological component.
Yeah. Stuff like that isn't fun. You know, you want it when you're on vacation, you want to feel like you can relax totally and not worry about stuff like that.
And maybe pay for it in advance as well. I think there's a certain psychological component to not having that huge bill on the last day of the cruise. It's kind of nice.
Very nice.
There's another angle to this that Angie K, our Facebook and YouTube top fan, brought up. Angie said, you know, the drink package is also a ripoff for people who don't drink as much. She's like, why can't there be like a medium drink package with a lower limit where it's like, maybe you just want five drinks a day and the drink package could be $35 or something. Angie, I am your people. I am like, I would love a package where I don't have to spend, you know, $700 or whatever on the cruise, but I can feel like I don't have to worry about it. I love this idea, and I hope that the cruise lines adopt some kind of a drink package with limits thing. I feel like Royal Caribbean had some vouchers there for a while where they had a package where you had like a daily voucher, but I love this idea, and I wonder if there could be a concept where the cruise lines could go into a voucher system where if you purchase these drinks in advance, maybe there's a beer, wine, and cocktail package. Maybe they're all separate. Maybe the beer package is less expensive and the wine package is like one tier up. And then the cocktail package is the most expensive, but maybe they average it out to being like you pay $7 per cocktail instead of 12. But the thing is, the cruise line would get my money in advance if they did that. I would pay for that. I would do a 5-drink limit package, Angie. Thank you. This is genius. And totally pay in advance for it. $35 a day times 7 is a lot better than what I'm paying in drink packages, like 60, 70, whatever dollars a day. So I love this. And I hope that the cruise lines innovate in some way as we kind of, you know, move forward. I doubt that they will, but I'd like to see it happen. All right. Mr. Cruise Tips TV, number 4 probably should have been number 1 because this is the one where people had a lot to say. Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
Art auctions.
Well, yeah.
He says yeah.
But
art auctions can be a ripoff.
I think that depends too because, it depends on how important art is to you.
Right.
I mean, maybe you can say, well, it's going to be cheaper on land no matter what. But I don't know. There's other things that you would tie into that, right? Like,
yeah.
if you could put something on that you think is very artistic and tasteful, you put that on your wall and say, I bought that on a cruise. And, yes. and think that you got a good deal because you bought it on an auction.
And there's like an experiential level there too. Like it's a memory.
That's kind of what I'm trying to say. So yeah. What I said didn't make sense.
No, it did. Oh, okay. I'm just adding to it. No, it was a beautiful statement about like the fact that that's the whole idea of buying art is that it's experiential, right?
But would we ever do it?
No. And we've never been to an art auction. No. Even the free champagne hasn't lured me in. Shocking. I'm actually quite surprised that I didn't go, honey, I'm going to go to the art auction. I'm just going to sit in the corner, have a little free champagne. I've never done it because first of all, we have like a minimalist lifestyle where we don't put much on the walls. And we're also carry-on only packers. I can never imagine lugging home art. I'm sure they ship it to you and it's not really lugged home.
How are you going to get that in your suitcase? I assume that they ship it to you.
I would imagine that they do. So here's the thing. I got to tell you guys what our community said about this, though. There's several different perspectives on it. So let me read the comments where people had to say about the art auctions and why they're a ripoff. Okay, let's start with Carl Slawinski. Carl, hi. Carl has been a community member since probably the very beginning. Like we're talking 2013 here. And Carl's comment cracked me up. It cracked everybody up because it has like 15 hearts on it. It said simply Park West and their self-appraised art. Nothing against Park West, but Carl, that was funny. Yes. So they're self-appraising their art. Okay. So that's one person's perspective. Now, Catherine, who works for a cruise line, said, unless you really love the piece, they aren't the investment they're made out to be. So this is someone who's like an expert in the cruise world who's like, I'm telling you. And then Chris Fletcher had a funny comment. He said, I want to say the art auction, but I have some art hanging at home that I got on a cruise. I like it, but I haven't been back to a cruise art auction and I avoid it like the plague. So, I mean, I think what happens is people maybe buy the art, they get home and they research it. They're like, oh man, that was a ripoff. Why did I do that? I could have got it for less. But again, it's experiential and maybe you see a piece that you can't live without. But then again, it's an auction. Pay what you want. Pay what you can, right? We should go to an art auction just for fun now. I want to see what it's like.
Aren't there minimums though? They're
I'm sure.
Yeah, they're not going to sell something that they don't make money on.
Yeah, true. Okay, moving on to number 5, Mr. Cruise Tips TV. And this is, again, one of these trends that emerge. And that was that there's some jewelry and watches that are kind of a ripoff on cruises. And there's some very specific types because you're going to notice that in our splurges, we said sometimes jewelry is a really good purchase on a ship and sometimes it's a really good purchase in port. So please know that this can fall into the splurges category as well and that we are not encouraging you to avoid jewelry purchases on cruises. I have bought jewelry on cruises, and I actually think that with some research, and seriously, just Google the prices, guys. It's not that hard. It can be a really great experience, and they will spoil you rotten in those shops, but there are some watch outs. Blaine Raley said that the watches on cruise ships are a quote unquote a watch out. I did not just do that. Watches, watch out. Because what they do is they like reduce the prices on them, and you know, try to get you to lure you in, but it's really just like a price game. So thank you, Blaine, for that. Okay. The one that really got me, and that's going to get all of you, and this is so funny because this person literally only wrote three words in their comment. Brian Cripps wrote his comment. He wrote, inch of gold. Mr. Gruesome Stevie, how many times have you wandered through the atrium and seen the inch of gold sale? And you're like, oh.
Gold by the inch.
Gold by the inch. Brian, that cracked me up. He didn't even put anything else in the comment. He just wrote inch of gold. And you're like, yep. Uh-huh. Probably totally a ripoff to buy your inch of gold. But then there's like people like my dad who has gold chains where I know he's bought the gold by the inch. And your
dad is Mr. T. I don't think people know that.
Mr. T is actually Mr. Z, but yes, he has actually has his initial hanging from the inch of gold.
You know, because Mr. T had all the
gold. He had all the gold. My dad could pass for Mr. T. But like there are people out there who buy the gold by the inch, but watch the prices on that. Do your research, folks, on the inch of gold. So some jewelry, some watches, but please note, we do think that there are some great jewelry on cruises. And if you Google it, you can find the prices on land. It's simple to do. So just be an educated consumer. Number six, Mr. Cruise Tips TV ties right into the old inch of gold and jewelry ripoffs. And that is just that shopping in general, it's a buyer beware. Sheila Boggs Edney said, I bought some handbags at a designer handbag sale. She's like, quote unquote, designer handbag sale on one particular cruise line. Then I Googled the bags and I found them at a lower price online. Not a huge ripoff, but also not a sale. The designer handbag sale wasn't really a sale. So I think with the jewelry and the handbags and the shopping, it's all a matter of just being aware that you can probably do an internet search very quickly to find out if these products can be purchased for less at home, and you could be an educated consumer. So we'll call them ripoffs, but we'll also just say, have fun with it. You know, if it's a $10 t-shirt, I'm not too worried about the ripoff component here, right? Have fun, buy the stinking t-shirt, buy the Christmas ornament. But if it's a $2,000 necklace, do your research.
You're going to run into the same type of thing on land too. So it really is about just being a smart shopper.
Right. And you can't blame these people. It's marketing tactics. It's marketing strategies. Everybody uses them, right? It's true.
They do.
I mean, everybody's got to pay the rent. Can you imagine the rent at malls right now in the United States? Everybody's going through this. Okay. Moving on. Number seven, Mr. Cruise Tips TV. This is my personal favorite ripoff. And Jennifer McClintock agrees with me on this one, but it's certain shore excursions that you buy through the cruise line. There's a very specific type of shore excursion that is my pet peeve that I never want to buy, or I should never buy again, that I've actually bought several times and it was a mistake. But Jennifer brought up another point. She said, you should watch out for the ripoff of certain high capacity excursions. She said, always read the reviews. So what does Jennifer mean by high capacity? Well, she means that you could feel like you're herded cattle. You could feel like there's 126 people on your excursion and it's not relaxing. It feels like, you know, you've been crammed into the theater to meet up for your excursion, and then you're crammed into a bus, and then you're crammed into another location. And for most of us who are experienced cruisers, those kinds of things stop being fun after a while, these high capacity excursions. So you start looking for them. You may not stop booking your cruise excursions with the ship, the cruise line, but you might look for things that are something like, they might say something like small group. I actually look for that. I look for small group. Or I read the reviews. So Jennifer, I loved that you brought that up. It's a really good one.
Some people might like the big crowd scene And so this would be fine for them.
Sure.
But if you're uncomfortable with that, then you want to watch for those red flags.
Yeah.
You know, the high capacity indicator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I get that because sometimes it feels like safety in numbers, right? Especially when you're a newer cruiser, you might think, oh, I don't want to do something on my own. I've never been to this port. And in that case, give it a try. But if you're at the point in your cruising career where you're like, I don't want to be on a big bus with 50 people again. I get it.
What's a good example of a high capacity excursion?
A bus tour might be an example of that. But I'm going to actually get to the one that's my pet peeve that I think is the worst example of a high capacity excursion. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Beach days. So this is the excursion where they're like, it's $85. And once you get there, we're going to give you a chair. But you don't get the food. You don't get the all-inclusive drinks. You get a motor coach ride with 150 of your best friends from the cruise ship and nothing else at the resort. Or excuse me, at the beach. Guess what, folks? You could take a cab there for 10 bucks.
Oh my gosh. You just made me remember one of these excursions where we didn't even get a chair.
No.
Not even a chair.
Right.
I'm not sure that even the slice of sand was free. I mean,
no, it felt like you were being nickeled and dimed.
Yeah, everything was extra.
Watch out, guys, for the beach day. Now, there are certain beach day excursions where it's a good value, but Jennifer McClintock hit the nail on the head. Read the reviews and do not be afraid to book your own excursions. Somebody sent me a DM this morning. And they were like, should I really book an excursion with a cruise line? Are these providers really not going to get me back to port in time? Like the cruise lines, they have to use fear as a motivator. They have to tell you, book with us because we're going to get you back to the ship on time. And that's a valid point. But once you've cruised a little bit and you start kind of getting the lay of the land and you start understanding the way that the ports work and these independent excursion providers work, what you learn is that these independent providers are just as motivated to get you back to the ship on time as the cruise lines because their reputation is everything. And if you don't make it back to the ship on time, you think you're going to write a good review on TripAdvisor? Heck no.
And that's part of it too. You also have to do your own research.
Right.
You have to be responsible and look and see what type of reputation these organizations have.
Very, very good point. So my pet peeve, watch out for the beach days, guys. You can probably go to that beach on your own for a lot less money. You don't need to pay $54 to go to Megan's Bay in St. Thomas. Just take a cab. Do it on your own. You can do it. Now, if you want to go to St. John for the day and you have to take a ferry and the taxi cabs aren't running, okay, book it with a cruise line. But do your research, get out there into cruise forums and ask questions, read reviews. I loved that one. Thank you, Jennifer, for that excellent inspiration. Number 8, Mr. Christmas TV. Oh gosh, this one kills me because this didn't used to be a ripoff. It used to be free, and that is room service. And our subscriber, Karen Clay, was like, room service, man, we're getting charged for this now. It used to be free. Now there's fees, you know, and maybe you have a good reason for needing room service, but man, you can go to the buffet for free. Why are we paying for room service? So I think it's just be informed. Be aware that your cruise line may now be charging for room service. They may not. Not all of the cruise lines are charging for room service these days. Some of them are, some of them are not. But please be aware, most of them charge for some things, but not all things. Usually you can get a continental breakfast for free on your cruise ship, but be aware. So, all right, we'll move on to number 9. You're going to like this one, Mr. Cruise Ships TV, and this is upcharges for perks. So what do I mean by perks? I mean things like Laura Walthall said, the key on Royal Caribbean. I just don't get it. It didn't speed up the boarding for us. The special time set up for activities didn't work for our schedule. We didn't even want to go to the activity. The breakfast on the last day and the priority tender boats were fine. But other than that, the key was a ripoff. So another example of this might be Faster to the Fun on Carnival. Faster to the Fun is finally making its resurgence. And guess what? When it came back, the price is way higher post-pandemic. Everything is higher post-pandemic. But you really have to think about this. These kind of perks that you're buying, like the key and Faster to the Fun, are they really worth it or are they a total ripoff? We've purchased Faster to the Fun before, and I got to tell you, for us, it was worth it. But it was also a lot less expensive back then, and we didn't have any loyalty on Carnival. We've kind of worked our way up, and I think we're, what are we, platinum or something with Carnival? So we get priority boarding. So you have to just, I don't know, you have to kind of take these things as they come. Now, I was listening to an episode of the Royal Caribbean blog the other day, and Matt was talking about the key, and he was like, look, he thinks the key is a ripoff too. He said the key is worth it maybe when you see the key and the internet package price being very similar per day, because the key includes the internet package. So if you can get the key for just a little tiny bit more than the price of the daily internet package, okay, fine, buy it. But other than that, maybe not worth it. So upcharges for perks was number 9. Number 10, Mr. Cruise Tips TV, is also another ripoff that's new on the scene for cruising, and that is main dining room upcharges. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, yeah.
Like, you look at the menu, and it's like you've got all the menu stuff, and then there's like this little, there's like a dollar sign next to the filet mignon, and there's a dollar sign next to the lobster. That's because the cruise lines are looking for ways to enhance their revenue, and that's great that you can get a filet mignon and a lobster tail or whatever and pay for it in the main dining room. But the reason we think this is a ripoff is because you might have a better experience just going to a specialty dining venue and getting the full experience, paying even a little bit more, maybe $30, $40 per person, but getting the whole experience rather than just the upcharge steak in the dining room. Just order off the menu and it reserve that upcharge experience for a time when you can go to specialty dining.
And I think the odds of you getting a better meal in the specialty restaurant are way more.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that typically, and check me if I'm wrong here, the kitchen is closer.
Oh, how funny. So, I never thought of that.
Yeah, you're not going to have somebody bringing out a steak and stacking it up somewhere and leaving it for, you know, who knows how long, 5 minutes, and having it get cold.
I never thought of that. That is so, so true. You can usually see the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's, but I never thought about that. That's genius. You're right. Your steak's not going to get cold. Huh. I'm sorry. I'm processing. I'm like, wow, that's so true. All right. Anyway, Nancy Locker Allen agrees with me. Upcharges in the MDR. Total ripoff. Okay. All right, Mr. Christmas TV, we're down to our last two. Number 11. Are you ready for it? Upcharge sports.
What, like
on a cruise ship?
Flow rider or?
Well, no, listen to this. Michelle Park and DeGroote said the go-karts on certain cruise lines. Yeah. So maybe they're not worth it for you. Maybe they are worth it. Maybe they're a ripoff. But listen to this one. Mark Webster said there's a cruise line out there that's charging for mini golf right now. I'm like, that's a ripoff. Mini golf, he said, this is, and I quote, mini golf is one of cruising's simple free pleasures, especially late night after a few cocktails. I got to agree with you, Mark. I don't want to be charged for my mini golf. I'm not paying for my mini golf. No. That's a ripoff.
Yeah.
That's, the go-karts I'll pay for. The roller coaster I'll pay for, but not the mini golf. Hard no.
That might, for me, that might be the ripoff. I mean, the ultimate cruise ripoff. And to be charged for mini golf, that's unacceptable.
So you would like to tell Mark Webster, amen to that.
Yeah, I'm going to draw the line there.
Okay. I completely agree with you. Mini golf? What are you going to, what is there like a little kiosk where you pay for it? Hard no. Not doing it.
No.
All right. Number 12. We're on our last one, Mr. Christmas TV. Now, I got to tell you, this one's controversial because I've paid for this before and I've cherished it. And it was one of our splurges, but it's also one of our ripoffs. And you ready for it?
Ready.
Photo packages.
Yeah, it could be a ripoff.
Char said, photo packages. The one time we pre-purchased it, they only got 2 pictures of us. Every other time, we had dozens of pictures. That's kind of what we felt too. We got a photo package with my mom on the Panama Canal. And on our cruise before that, we were like, there were photographers everywhere. And in this one, we felt like we were like pushing ourselves into the photo kiosk to like get our money's worth. I got to tell you guys, I feel like this one's maybe, generally speaking, probably a ripoff. Unless you are going to frame all these photos and hang them on your walls, gift them to your relatives. There are exceptions to this. There are times when those that myriad of photos might work out for you. But in general, I would probably just pay the $19.95 for a single photo to take home and not $100 for the whole voyage.
You know, I feel like this is something that hasn't evolved yet. I think in its current state, it's like a dinosaur.
Yes.
Because they haven't kept up with the times, at least in my opinion, because when there was nothing but film mm-hmm. for photos, you understand what I'm trying to
yes.
say?
Yes.
You didn't have digital photos.
Right.
Then, okay, you can make an argument that, yeah, this is
it's going to cost money to print it and reproduce it.
Yeah, I don't have to buy my own camera, my own film. I don't have to pay for processing. I can just go on the ship, get some pictures taken and take them home. Nowadays with the, you know, the prevalence of digital photos, it just doesn't really make sense.
Totally agree with you.
I don't know if that's too much of a tangent, but it seems to me like they need to come up with some kind of digital alternative.
Yeah, and it should be less expensive. Take your here's your flash drive. Take it home for cheap. Now, I know that they do offer flash drives. They do offer digital options, but they aren't inexpensive. It's a PR move for the cruise lines. Really, it would be much smarter to do your cruise line's branded stuff in the background. Put Princess, put Carnival, put whatever cruise line, and offer this stuff for dirt cheap and let people be your PR reps back home. They'll spread the joy. They'll spread the love. They'll print out the photos. They'll send it to their relatives. You know, remember when we were kids and you would get your class photo, your 11th grade photo, your 7th grade photo, your mom would cut that thing up and give it to all her friends.
Right. Same idea.
It's pride.
You go for a volume instead of,
Exactly. Well,
you know what I mean? Because if they're just, I'll throw a price out there. If the digital package was $5,
yeah.
then everyone's going to say, well, you know, in the scheme of things, $5 is nothing.
For a memory.
On a cruise.
Right.
And I think that you'd have more people lining up for photos and, you know, having more fun with that whole, you know, technology there.
A hundy pee, yes.
I mean, most times, well, I can't speak for everyone, but a lot of people, when the photographer comes around, they're like, nah. I'm never going to buy it. So just please don't make me stop doing what I'm doing so you can take a photograph. But if you're thinking, sure. Hey, I'm only paying $5 for this, you're more likely to jump in front of that lens and say, yeah, geez. Right?
That's cute. Geez. I could just see you doing like jazz hands in front of the camera. It's true. It is true.
I don't know.
There's like a time and a place. That was a good one though. Our crew did good on this one, didn't they, Mr. Cruise Hoops TV? Yes. They came up with some good ripoffs. This was a fun episode. I think I'd like to just end this with a disclaimer that I want to tell you guys, whatever money you spend on a cruise, it's your business. It's your prerogative. If it feels good and it makes beautiful memories, gosh dang it, do it. We're not here to tell you something is a ripoff. We spend money on stuff every time we cruise. And that's a beautiful thing. Let's support the industry, right? It's an awesome industry. It's a recovering industry and we want it to thrive. So get out there and spend your money. I don't want to sound like a miser or anything with this episode. I think that's the bottom line for me.
Yeah. I think it's all about being a smart shopper really. And none of these things have to be ripoffs if you're smart about it.
That's right. That's right. Well, this is a fun one. Let's go make some dinner, Mr. Cruise Tips TV. Thank you, friends. Until next time, we'll see you on the high seas. Thanks for listening to Cruise Tips TV Unplugged. If you like our show and want to know more, check us out at cruisetipstv.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram by searching Cruise Tips TV. We'd love if you'd leave us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast, subscribe to the show, and tune in next week. Until next time, we'll see you on the high seas.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.